This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. One evening I was out in the dark finishing chores. I had forgotten to lock up the chickens. We only have like 7 chickens right now. That's way down from our usual 24, 25 chickens, but as much as I love chickens, I've decided to not build the flock up again, at least not for a while. So we're down to 7 after losses from predation and old age as well. We always let our old hens go out gracefully. So I lock up our remaining hens, and I bet when daylight increases, some of those 7 will give us an egg or two. So I locked the chickens up, and I stood in the dark wondering if I had forgotten anything else. And as I stood there, I heard cranes overhead. Sandhill cranes were calling and flying in the dark, and headed somewhere to roost for the night. They roost, you know, on the ground, and they like shallow waters. But flying and calling in the dark, I had never experienced that before. And since then, I've been out at dark and heard them overhead a few more times. I don't know anyone that has experienced sandhill cranes calling that doesn't love the sound. I wonder if that call touches some ancient genetic memory in humans. Sandhill cranes have been around a couple million years, so maybe some distant relative passed on this genetic memory. I don't know. But I love sandhill cranes calling in the dark. And because of this season, I think I'll declare it holy. Yeah, sandhill cranes calling overhead on a dark winter night is holy. Ms. Mosquito and I have been keeping to our promise to leave our home near the banks of the Ojolote at least once a week. So we go places to hike, you know, not always on trails, but in nearby desert, in nearby woodlands, nearby coniferous forests, nearby rocky slopes. And of course, we always pack some food. We see turkeys a lot, especially in the Chiricahua Mountains. Sometimes just a few, sometimes 30, 40, or 50 turkeys. We've watched flocks peck and scratch a woodland meadow. One day we watched 30 or more move through an oak juniper woodland, an army of large ground-feeding birds. Gallinaceous, right? Gallinaceous. Yeah, turkeys are galliforms. Where'd that come from, Petey? Really? I must have been paying attention in ornithology after all. Anyway, watching that flock of turkeys work through the woodlands, scratching, pecking, pulling seed off native grass stalks. You know, these turkeys in the Chiricahua Mountains are a reintroduction of the Gould's turkey, so they're supposed to be here, and they like being back. Wild turkeys have been in the Americas for a few million years. And as we watched them do their wild turkey thing, I realized this too was a holy thing, a sacred thing. Wild turkeys roaming a woodland seemed sacred. It must be the season, but listen, hey, back in early November, I was camping by myself in the mountains, spending my day hiking the hillsides, poking around, sitting and glassing distant birds and distant plants, distant deer. I glassed a very steep gully and saw bones at the bottom. The skull was large. I walked to that steep gully and slid on my butt to the bottom, to a very old pile of bones, bare bones, very old black bare bones. I sat and looked at those bones and wondered how they came to be there. I held the skull. Bears have a magnificent cheekbone, the zygomatic arch. The skull had been there so long in the soil that minerals had moved to the bone, as if the minerals and the bones were becoming one. Definitely a holy moment with black bear bones, a sacred skull. Oh my goodness, it must be the season, my friends. The nearby deserts, the nearby woodlands, the nearby forests, the nearby rocky slopes. These are holy places full of sacred plants and animals. The desert is beautiful. The desert is sacred. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.